Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Zach Osterman from the Indy Star checked in with us Friday morning to reflect back on James Hardy and his career at Indiana University after news of his tragic death was reported on Thursday.
He and I were technically, well, he's a year older than me, but technically he and I were in the same class because he redshirted in football anyway. His freshman season, he was a redshirt freshman year. I was a freshman, and I worked at the Indiana Daily Student. I was sports editor. I did all those, can remember, sort of intensely following IU football from even then, sort of a professional perspective, and set a lot of Indiana records. One of his former teammates told me he asked him in the spring before the bowl season in 2007, how many touchdowns do you think I need to make it to the NFL next year? Because obviously by this point he was in his fourth year of college. He was, you know, well-regarded, and everyone, I think, kind of looked at that season as a potential breakout season, not just for Hardy but for Indiana, and obviously to win seven games and go to the bowl. And the teammate said, I think you need 12. And Hardy said, okay. And he got 16. So, you know, it just, I think what struck me in talking to teammates is he always kind of seemed like an intense, quiet guy from the outside, but he was a guy that wasn't afraid to challenge teammates, but he also wasn't afraid to ask to be challenged, whether it was by his teammates, by his coaches, to get better, not just as a player, but as a person, as a father, whatever.
Another tragic chapter from that era, obviously with losing Coach Terry Heppner too early, and obviously losing James Hardy early as well.
They were very close.
They were close, and that makes this story even sadder. Thanks to Zach for joining us this morning. You can catch the full interview with WGCLradio.com. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers, for the second year in a row, draw a marquee opponent, the Duke Blue Devils. And for a second year in a row, they draw a marquee opponent at the Assembly Hall in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. I asked the Indy star, Zach Osterman, how did all this come about?
Well, that's a good question, especially the back-to-back home games. It's not usual, although Indiana did play back-to-back road games at one point about 6 or 7 years ago, I think. They played at Boston College and then at NC State, and it allowed them to sort of balance out the ACC Big Ten Challenge with the Kentucky series so that those two weren't both at home or both on the road in the same season. This, whether it was requested by Indiana or something unintended or whatever, will balance out with the Louisville series so that ACC Big Ten and Louisville aren't both at home or both on the road in the next 2 years. And then if you're Indiana scheduled beyond next season, whether it's Louisville or you're trying to get Kentucky back or Arizona or whatever, you at least kind of know where you are in the ACC Big Ten rotations. As for the opponent, it surprised a lot of people, and I know there are a lot of folks, national folks, who said they sort of wish they could see Duke against somebody else, but it's a reminder that Indiana's a draw. There's no question there's going to be an intense level of interest in Indiana under Archie Miller this season, first-year head coach, feeling not just locally, but there's certainly a feeling nationally that Archie Miller is going to do big things in Indiana. Anytime you put Indiana Duke on TV, regardless of where the two programs are, it's going to play, it's going to pull interest.
Reds on the radio tonight in Los Angeles. First pitch with the Dodgers just after 10 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.